Hello, Richmond Real Producers, your publisher, Kristen Brindley, and I'm here with the wonderful Dawson. Thank you so much for being on our cover story.
Thanks for having me today. It's a real pleasure.
Absolutely. Hey, you're on our April issue. And, you know, something I love is when people literally hit their goals. And in your article, it said 25 agents. Like you had seven agents on the team in back when this was written, and 25 was the goal, and you're at 25 right now. And 110 million done in 2021, 2022, it looks like you're going to hit about 140 as a team, and your brokerage, Providence Hill, you know, I believe it's Caleb and Elliot with you, right? That started the brokerage. So honored to tell your story. If y'all didn't check it out, check out April issue, Dawson Boyer. And Dawson, you know, why real estate? Tell us your story. Like, how did this happen? Do you always think you'd be in real estate?
Yeah. So I was finishing college in 2008 and was interested in real estate, but then the housing market collapsed. So the timing wasn't great. So I went into corporate America for 2 years. And 2 years in, just kind of still was interested in real estate. Don't really know why. No one in my family was involved in real estate. But so jumped in 2010 and just felt like an exciting career and wanted to give it a shot.
Beautiful. Well, tell us a little bit, like, what's been most rewarding? Like, you're on this leadership journey. What's been most rewarding in real estate and maybe with the brokerage, and maybe most challenging?
Yeah, I think, you know, early on getting started, it was just helping people achieve this goal of home ownership, or sitting down with someone even in 2011 and having to have a tough conversation with them about the value their house had lost, but helping them come up with a plan so they still felt like it was a success. So even if they were maybe not getting the money they wanted on the sale, they were still pursuing this dream in another house and trying to create a win for them there. And then as I've gone through my career and, you know, grown a team and then started the brokerage with Elliot and Caleb, it's really been a lot of satisfaction around helping agents hit their goals, especially agents who have been in the business 3, 4, 5, 10 years, and they just feel stuck, or they feel like they've hit this glass ceiling. And, you know, kind of all the experience I've gained in real estate over the last 12 years, and then just kind of growing up in an entrepreneurial family, just been able to sit down with people, with agents, and say, hey, here's how we can help you get to the next level.
That's pretty rewarding to help people hit their goals.
For sure.
Well, what about dreams and goals? So how does your business and, you know, the brokerage, how does it fit into your dreams and goals?
Yeah, it's one of the fun things about this job is you kind of get to leverage your life and your work. And so, you know, just getting to develop relationships with people has always been something I've enjoyed. And this job, this career allows you to build relationships, invest in relationships, and help people achieve their goals, whether that's buying, selling, or investing. And so that's just kind of a more macro level, but I think for me, just kind of who, like, I am and my personality and the things that motivate me, I feel very fortunate that I kind of found real estate at a younger age, you know, a couple of years after college, and that it has worked out for me, because, I mean, there are challenges and hardships and heartbreaks and whatnot, but a lot of it is just really positive and fun and invigorating for me.
What about define success for us? What does success mean to you, Dawson?
Yeah, we talk about that a lot here. And, you know, we have a really big emphasis on work-life balance. And so, you know, for some people, success may be making a lot of money, but I feel like for most people, success is how do I achieve the goals I have for myself and my family, while also, you know, I remember one time I was on a vacation and randomly met this guy, and he was talking about, like, golden handcuffs. So it's like he was doing these fun things, you know, 10% of the time, but in order to do them 90% of the time, he felt he was trapped to his job and there was no way out. And I just remember that. And so I think success is, you know, love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life, and also taking care of your family and your community around you. And again, I think that's something real estate's provided an avenue for me to do.
You know, speaking of that, tell us about your family a little bit.
Yeah. So we're very fortunate to, my wife and I have four healthy children. We're actually celebrating our 13-year anniversary this October. And so that's just fun. And then with our kids, we have two girls and two boys. And this year, for the first time, they're all playing soccer. So Saturdays and Sundays are fun and crazy busy. And it's just kind of living in the chaos of all of that and trying to keep a grip on everything.
All right. What about a favorite class, like a course or a book, or is there anything that's really impacted you for either in business or real estate itself or as a leader?
Yeah. So I'm not sure there's like a specific book, but I think anything in the realm of, you know, like David Goggins was a Navy SEAL and he wrote this book, Can't Hurt Me. And so all like books in that like motivational realm are always inspiring. Also, Ride of a Lifetime was written by Disney's former CEO, and I'm blanking on his name, but that book for me was just really exciting, and it talked about business and taking risks and chances. And so Bob Iger's his name. And so, you know, I think those two kind of genres of books, whether they're business and business books about business growth and development and taking risks, or these motivational books where people have just made crazy sacrifices, whether those were physical with themselves or for a greater cause.
Yeah, Goggins' book made me feel like I could ride the Peloton all day long. So,
that's right. That's right.
Do you have any favorite quotes or things for yourself?
Yeah, I think in that same thing, there was this runner, Steve Prefontaine, and he had this quote, to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. And I think in real estate too, you know, there's so many opportunities for us to use, you know, our talents or our gifts to help people. And we can either choose to use those in a way that create a better experience for our clients or the agents who work for us, or we can get tired and lazy and not have the positive impact that we're capable of. So I think that quote for me is always a little reminder to not sacrifice the gift.
I love that. What sets you apart makes you different, do you think, Dawson?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing is, you know, we tell people like we're entrepreneurs that figured out how to make real estate work. My grandfather owned a car dealership, you know, back in the day. My uncle owns an electrical business. My family used to own and operate, it was called Boyer's Ice Cream and Coffee here in Richmond. And so I think because of that, it just, especially in a career like real estate where the market's constantly changing. And now I've been doing real estate and kind of seen from like this side of the pendulum to what feels like it's come all the way over to this side of the pendulum swinging. I think it just really helps us to have systems in place and training in place to help people. But we also evolve with the market, and we also watch for what's coming. And so I think we're a little quicker. And since we're smaller, we're able to make changes and adjust because we're more nimble. So I think just that entrepreneurial like DNA, and then just the experience of doing real estate full time for over a decade.
What do you feel is maybe your greatest failure, and what did you learn from it?
Yeah, honestly, I think one of my greatest failures was early on in real estate, when it was just really slow going and I didn't make it, didn't feel like I was going to make it, coming up with a plan B. And then my plan B distracted me from my primary goal of doing real estate. And so it almost elongated the amount of time it took me to make it in real estate because I started relying on this crutch. And so, you know, I think that decision in a way caused me short-term failure in real estate. And I think it's such an easy job to start looking for a plan B, because it, especially in the early goings or when the market slows, it can be so stressful. So again, I think that has, that experience, the good that came out of it is just me being more conservative with my finances, being more proactive and paying attention to what's going on in the economy and in the marketplace, so that you can adjust and pivot when the market changes.
What would be an attribute that you feel has really contributed to your success, either like a personal habit, a mentor? What do you think has been a large contributor to your success?
Yeah, I think relationships, and then just asking questions to people you have the relationships with. I know sometimes people talk about being like a self-made man or a self-made woman, and I don't really believe that like notion, because everyone had someone, even if it was just, you know, your mother had you and she nurtured you to, you know, grow up, or some guardian nurtured you to grow up. So I think in certain situations, it's easy to say like, oh, I did all these things, but really along the way, there were countless people who, maybe it was just a word you heard in a seminar or a line you read from a book, but there was something you gathered from the outside world that helped be a puzzle piece to your success. So I think, you know, just relationships and asking questions have been two of the like key elements to help me get to where I am. And I think too, like we tell people sometimes, like, we failed our way to success. We tried lots of things and they didn't work, but we never gave up. So I think the trying and being okay with, you know, most successful people have a number of humiliating stories that happened before they got to where they were. So
yeah, the journey itself is not what everybody gets to see. That's right. You're enjoying the success. I love the gratitude. So that's on.
Yeah.
I love the gratitude.
Perfect.
What is something you've done that you feel other real producers absolutely should do? And like, any advice for our real producers out there that they should do?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm sure it's things they've done as well. But I think just really taking a moment to figure out what works well for your business and then going after it, and kind of not getting distracted by silver bullets, but what were those things? Like, there was something that got you from year one to year three, or from selling 3 million to 10 million or 10 million to 20 million. Like, other than time being in the business, what were the things you were doing that helped foster that success? Because I think we just, you know, we get going and then we feel like, oh, well, I've achieved this, and so now I got to go do something else. And it's like, doctors still use Novocaine because, you know, it's worked.
I like that very much. What do you think you'd like to be remembered for? It's one of my favorite questions to ponder. But what would you like?
Yeah, I think a lot about like legacy, you know, and I think it's just, you know, when you look back on your life, what does that wake look like? And for me, that's, you know, whether it's clients or agents, just the number of people I was able to help achieve their goals, whether that was, you know, I just played some little part in it. And maybe that was just like an encouraging word of telling someone like, oh, you can do that. Or maybe it was really walking with someone for a lot of their journey of trying to get there. And I feel like at some point, you know, I have become, but going forward is like just being able to like mentor people, you know, professionally or personally, just as I get older and have more life experience to share. So I think someone who is there to help people achieve their goals would be, I would check a box.
So Dawson, what would you say about real producers? Like, what do you like about real producers?
Yeah. I think the thing I like most about real producers is it's just like relational, you know, like you actually, and that's so much of our business, especially in Richmond, still being like a small town feel, even though it's grown a lot over the last 5-10 years. But, you know, like we're sitting here having this conversation, y'all have the events, You know, it's not just getting like some email and it's like, wait, who are these people again? Why are they emailing me? So I think the relational aspect, and which then, you know, so much of our business is in the technology realm now. So it's like, oh, that's who that other agent is. Like, you either get to read an article about them in the magazine or you actually get to meet them at an event and kind of putting a face with a name, which just doesn't happen that often anymore.
Well, Dawson, it's a pleasure to have you on. Honor to have you on our cover. Make sure if y'all didn't check it out yet, the April edition. Thanks very much, Dawson. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day, everybody.